Welcome back, everyone, to Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett, very pleased to have with us this week, member of the Cornell Big Red, coming off a big weekend, a big victory in the Big Apple over the Penn State Nittany Lions. And the man who led them offensively was John Nisely, junior forward from Pittsford, New York. John, thank you for coming on to join us this week, and big win for the Big Red in front of the big crowd there in New York City.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was a great experience.
You know, as a junior now, you've had an opportunity to have that experience. Three occasions playing against Michigan, Boston University, and then playing this weekend and defeating Penn State. It really is unique to college hockey to be part of that. I would think that it's going to be one of the high points of the season for everybody in the Big Red. It's almost like getting to play in a bowl game for somebody playing college football.
Yeah, it's a great experience. I mean, it's the world's most famous arena, and playing in front of 15,000 fans is an awesome experience. And for a lot of the young guys, it was their first time experiencing that, and I think they enjoyed it. And as for a lot of us older guys, it's just a special treat every year to go down there and play.
And successful with the win over Penn State. Penn State, what were some of your thoughts about playing a program that I think is going to be one to be reckoned with in a very short time? They haven't been in D1 hockey very long, but a team that I think is going to have a presence.
Yeah, I mean, they're a strong team. They're quick in transition, and they throw a lot of stuff on net, so you have to be sound defensively.
Indeed. Well, team was sound defensively in front of your young goaltender, Mitch Gillum. Mitch having some big skates to fill with Andy Iles, your departed goalie from a year ago. But things seem to be taking shape. Team's 500 right now. Obviously, a little bit later start for the Ivy League. But do you feel the team kind of finding your identity a little bit under Coach Schaefer?
Yeah, I mean, we got off to a bit of a rough start, but we're kind of turning things around now. I think we're strung together three games now. We have two more out-of-conference games against Denver this upcoming weekend. And you know, two big out-of-conference games that we're looking to win before the winter break here.
Well, indeed. And you were having an opportunity to step up offensively. And just to talk a little bit about your success on the offense this past weekend. You're playing on a veteran line with John McCarron and Joel Lowry, and it seems like pretty good chemistry. Things are clicking and translating into the score sheet.
Yeah, it was a nice playing with them. They're two great players. They control the play and control the puck. They make smart plays around the ice, so it's pretty easy to fill in the center there and help them out.
You were just more or less giving more a lot of credit to those guys that you're pretty opportunistic and able to cash in when you had the chances.
Yeah, I mean, the first goal, it was it just went low to high, and we've been working on getting in front of the net. I just happened to get a stick on it and tipped it in, and the second goal, John McCarron just protected the puck all the way up the ice, made a nice play to Joel, and he made a great pass to the defender for the empty netter.
Last year's team with the Big Red, you bounced back from some struggles the year before and got close to that 20-win mark. And boy, I'll tell you, as a guy now that's been around the ECAC, the challenges of the ECAC, and I think the respect level for the ECAC over the last couple of years producing national champions, it really is tough, I'm sure, as you'll note, night in and night out to try to get points in that league.
Yeah, every game is, you know, a tough battle. Any team in our league can beat any team on any given night if you're not prepared. And I think that's what's great about our league, because you're always going up against a strong opponent each and every night.
Absolutely the case. And you look at the fact that you'll be leaping back into league play pretty strong after the first of the year. And as you alluded to, you've got a big challenge, a team that's off to an 8-3 start from the NCHC, a team that hasn't played at Lina Rink, I believe, in about 25 years, but one of those brand-name programs that has produced a number of national champions, Denver. As you get ready for them, what can you tell us about them, John, and the challenge that they present?
Well, we know they're a highly offensive team, consistently putting up four goals a game, and they have a great power play. So we're working this week to prepare for them, be strong defensively, and practice some of their tendencies to hopefully shut them down.
Well, you had a couple of different competitive experiences before Cornell. You played in the Eastern Junior Hockey League, and then you moved on, as a number of players have, out all the way out to British Columbia, and a team in particular that's had a very good relationship with American players coming west, the team that you played for, and that is the Vernon Vipers, where you had some guys now that are also playing in the Division I ranks, and a program that's produced a number of guys playing for the at the Division I ranks.
Yeah, it was a great experience going out there. Obviously, when I went out there, it was a big leap in my life, going across the country and playing for a new team, living with a new family. And I give credit, a lot of credit, to the transition to my billet family, who took care of me out there. And I'll get to see them later, I think early in next year. But the league is very strong. Vernon's a great program. They have they just treat their players with a ton of respect, and that league out there is very competitive. I just had a very good experience out there.
And the expectations for you this year in your role, obviously coming up with a big two-goal effort this weekend, looking to supply a little bit more offense and playing on that veteran line, you'll probably have an opportunity to figure in the offense on a lot more situations.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do, and carry it through the weekend coming up here. I'm a smaller guy on this team, so I got to use my speed and agility and playmaking ability to my strengths, and hopefully keep the offense rolling here.
Well, you went all the way across the continent there to play in British Columbia, but you got a chance to return back and play a little bit closer to home. What about that decision to come to Cornell and play for a marquee program?
Well, obviously, growing up about an hour and a half away, I got my chances to come down and see a number of games here at Cornell. And ever since the first game when I was young, I kind of fell in love with the program. And I followed Sam Paolini. He was a Rochester boy who played here at Cornell. He was a walk-on, and I'm very close to that family. So I would always come on and cheer him on.
Well, you had an opportunity to be a fan of the Cornell Big Red team before being a member of the Big Red team, but we also share the Boston Red Sox as one of our favorites.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a big year coming up.
Let's hope so, John. You and me both. Okay. John, thanks very much for joining us, and best of luck moving forward this weekend. The Big Red, I know, be a lot of excitement at Liner Rink with the Pioneers of Denver coming in to play. They had some great games going all the way back many decades ago. I think back to those teams having competed in the national tournament against each other with Cornell and Denver. So good luck, and we'll be keeping an eye on you and the rest of the Big Red here on Inside ECAC Hockey.
Thank you.
John Nicely, our guest, junior forward for the Cornell Big Red out of Pittsford, New York, coming off a big two-goal effort against Penn State, with Cornell winning in the Big Apple last weekend. He is our guest here on Inside ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.